Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cindy Wetterland, and she is the director for Iowa Western Community College, Cass County Campus. And good morning to you, Cindy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, Cindy, you've been here not very long. How long have you had this position?
Sure. I started September 1st, so a couple of months.
Yeah, kind of that seems to be about the school year, except at Iowa Western, school year seems to go all year long. So, Cindy, you know, people are new to you. You're kind of new to people in the area, so I thought I'd like to find out just a little more about you. Let's go back in history a bit. Maybe where you grew up, what you like to do when you're in high school, where you went to college, some of those things.
Sure. So I was born in Harlan, Iowa. My family moved to the Red Oak area, in the mid-80s, and then I graduated from high school there. From there, I went to Northwest Missouri State University and obtained my bachelor's degree. I then moved on to Iowa Western Community College and ended up getting my social work license. And I worked for the college for, about 26 years. And then the program that I was working for ended. And so I had taken another position with another agency. And after about 8 or 9 months, I saw this position come open here in Cass County, and it looked like a perfect fit for me. So I jumped on the application process, and here we are.
Sort of a big circle here. I kind of come back to Iowa Western. Really interesting, Cindy. Well, what are your, like, hobbies? Are you a sports fan? What are some of those things about you?
Sure. Well, of course I'm a Bearcat fan, but I'm actually a big Iowa Hawkeye fan, so go Hawks. I find that a lot of people in the area here are Iowa State fans, so I try to be real careful about speaking up too much about the Hawkeyes, but they're doing really well this year. What else can I tell you?
Did you play any sports when you were in high school or college?
I did not, actually. I was one of those students who went to school, and then my parents had me get a part-time job, so I spent a lot of time working and saving money so I could attend college.
Well, that's a good work ethic starts out there when you have some pushing export whatever from home when you're younger. So what are you finding out about Iowa Western or about this position? What are you finding out that you like people to know, or things that people just don't understand?
Sure. The Cass County Center is a busier center than what I realized, and I'm really excited about that. You know, you sometimes think places are best kept secrets, and not that Iowa Western is a secret by any means, but we do have a lot going on here in the building. We have over 70 high school students that have come through the building this semester alone, on top of our regular college students. We are the only center of all the satellite campuses that have 3 full-time staff dedicated to this particular building. So we have Brian Church, who is in charge of the design technology program. We have Ray McCullough, who teaches the psychology and sociology classes. And we have Diana Blake, who teaches our composition classes. And then, of course, we have several adjunct or other instructors that come and go throughout the week to teach other classes as well.
And I think most people know that Iowa Western is not only college-oriented, but you teach a lot of other skills, and you've been having a nursing class here, for instance.
We have. We offered a free CNA class. There was some grant funding available, and so that class started on the 29th of November, and that will run, it will be done the week before Christmas, and individuals can take their state and their written and state tests and be ready to work as a CNA right before Christmas.
Yeah. What a great opportunity that's close to home for a lot of people who may not be able to travel afar. And some of those people, and I'm not sure about the people in this class, but in other classes, are well beyond what we usually think of college age.
Oh, yes, we definitely have the non-traditional population as well. And it's fun to see the interactions of the traditional college students with the non-traditional, and the work experience and life experience that those non-traditional students bring to the campus.
And I want to go back for a minute to the high school students. What, how do they get involved? What can they earn? What's the advantage of coming to Iowa Western Community College when you're in high school?
Sure, sure. It helps them get a head start on their college degree or get some experience with college classes so they know what they're getting into when they graduate high school and move on to Iowa Western or to another college or university. So at the Atlantic campus, we have a CNA Academy. We also have a CAD Academy. And then students can also take a variety of classes like English Comp and Psychology and Sociology and get those out of the way before they graduate high school.
Great opportunity, it seems to me, to maybe save a little time and perhaps even a little money before they head off to whatever campus they're going to next. And Cindy, talk about a little bit about some of the activities that go on here. I hear from my friend Barb that, you know, you're always serving cookies or you do a lot of things to make the students feel really good about coming to this campus.
Well, sure. We have student activities that we like to do throughout the semester or the year. So we recently did a student appreciation day and we provided cookies, just handed out free cookies to the students. And then we have some additional activities planned throughout the spring semester as well. And we'll announce those as those come up.
Okay. You mentioned spring semester. Well, today and the last few days, we felt like it's spring or at least fall, early fall. So what's the time schedule for the next classes, the next semester coming up?
Sure. Well, finals will be the week of December 6th through the 10th, and then the students will be on break, and the spring semester will actually start on January 10th for the students.
Does that seem a little strange, Cindy?
It does. You know, they have a nice break, a nice month off, so it gives them time to rejuvenate and refresh before they come back.
We're visiting with Cindy Wetterlund, and she is the director for the Cass County campus of Iowa Western Community College. Now, you've been in the news lately, too. What's happening that's newsworthy? You're doing, so the ambassadors just visited you, and you told them some things that are going on.
Sure. So the ambassadors were here. We wanted to take the opportunity. They wanted to introduce myself as the new center director, but then we also wanted to send a thank you to Aiken Building Center. They had donated some lumber for the design technology program. So the students were doing projects, and they decided to create some tables for our student center and use the 3D printer to create a design in the middle of the tables. And we didn't have the budget to purchase the materials, and so Aiken donated those. And the tables are completed, and they're in the center, and we encourage anyone to stop by and take a look at them.
So that was going to be my next question. How welcoming are you to the public? Just say, I'm curious about Iowa Western. Can I stop by almost any time? And what are the hours?
Sure. We would love to have anyone stop by. I'm always happy to give a tour when the opportunity arises. Our hours currently are 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We do have some high set classes in the evening, but Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30.
Okay. And you have a couple of people that, depending on the day, might meet you at the front desk.
Yeah, we have a couple. We have two part-time secretaries. We have Nancy Gilliland and Grace Kopp, who are helping out and greeting people at the front door.
And they're learning all about Iowa Western Community College, too. One last, and you've sort of talked about this, Cindy, but one last thing that you really want people to know about Iowa Western Community College.
Just know that we're here to serve the public. We want as many students as we can coming through our door. We're happy to offer a variety of classes. We do offer continuing ed classes as well, and we'll be starting some of those back up in the spring. We hope to do another CNA class just for anyone who would like to participate. We hope to get our Les Hills Learners classes going again. And then we have a few other sprinkling. So as those come up, we'll announce those to the public.
I'd say there's something for everyone at Iowa Western Community College, and check that out no matter who you are or where you live, that there's going to be something that's for you. Until next time, life is full of happiness and tears. Be strong, have faith.